When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Sam Keir, host of Hitman for Hire, a year in the life of a franchise cricketer. For the past 12 months, I've been talking to T20 star David Visa, getting his take from behind the scenes at the IPL, the 100 and the rest of the world's biggest leagues.
That's the Donnelly view system, Diolis. There's no ways in my mind that was up.
These guys don't know how to win at this stage.
He had his driver pick him up in his Bentley.
People start chanting your name. You kind of have to pinch yourself.
Hitman for Hire, a year in the life of a franchise cricketer. Listen now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Sport Social.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Friday Breakfast Show, brought to you by the Pirates Rugby. My name is Hugh, and this is your 15-minute mini-podcast capturing all the news and results in the world of rugby union in between the recordings of the main podcast, as well as Enter's vital rugby TV guide to set you up for the weekend's action ahead. Don't forget to check out our YouTube channel, which is growing all the time. You can find exclusive videos on there, which you won't find anywhere else apart from TikTok, obviously. Okay, let's get straight into the show with some Thursday night rugby. So we start with the Welsh Premiership, and Llandovery beat Bridgend 62 points to 13. To say this game was uncompetitive would be an understatement. It may have finished 62 points to Llandovery, but they'd actually scored 50 of those points by the 49th minute, which is pretty impressive. Bridgend managed to get a couple of sort of half reassuring scores on the board by the end, but the result was never in doubt. That leaves Llandovery top of the table with all regular season fixtures complete. They now go into a home semi-final against Cardiff, whilst Newport will play a home semi-final against Ebervale. Moving into the Pro D2, Biarritz beat Argent away. Biarritz being one of the weirdest clubs in rugby at the moment. Sometimes maybe good, sometimes maybe not good. It was a mid-table clash, nothing really on the line for this one, you'd have to say. Biarritz managed to make the game safe after looking nervy at one point in the second half, ended up being 30 points to 26. And then there was a secret Wednesday night game between Merthyr and Pontypool in the Welsh Premiership. So there was a lot of games postponed or moved around in the Welsh Premiership this season, so there's going to be a lot of weird games being played at weird times as they try to finish up the regular season and fulfil all the fixtures. Merthyr beat Pontypool 29 points to 26 at Pontypool. Again, doesn't really mean anything, complete dead rubber. Lots of results to talk you through this week, so normally it's all about money, and there is money talk, I'm afraid, but there's more results to tell you about. So, Black Lion have played a friendly against a combined Glasgow and Edinburgh A team. So Glasgow and Edinburgh A have been playing some matches in the Super Series summer series, I believe, recently. So a Black Lion development team went over to play against them. Now, as you can imagine, a team that's just thrown together of Glasgow and Edinburgh, maybe the cohesion stats aren't that great, and it ended up as a 38-0 win to Black Lion. So that's encouraging. Apparently it wasn't a first choice Black Lion team, it was a development team, but it's just good to see that that franchise seems to go from strength to strength. They've obviously got a big game coming up in a couple of weeks against Leicester, which I still intend to go to if I'm allowed. What else? So South African coaches are on the move. So there's a few South African coaches currently plying their trade in Japan, and three of them are apparently leaving to go to various places. So Hewitt, the current coach of Ricoh in Japan, is apparently going to join Leicester. Ackerman is due to leave D-Rocks and return to South Africa. We don't know where in South Africa yet, so that would be interesting to keep our eye on, but a lot of South African Twitter accounts have been quite excited by that. And Ludeke is apparently going to leave Kubota Spears and take over at Ulster. So we've been wondering who Ulster's new coach might end up being, and it looks like it's going to be the current coach of Kubota Spears. So all that to be confirmed officially, but apparently it's a very open secret at this point. Wasps news. So Wasps, the now over a year, I guess, demised English Premiership team. There's been an interview with Kenny Logan, a former Scottish rugby player, husband of TV presenter Gabby Logan, And the question has been put to him. He is involved in the Wasps revival, and he says that he thinks there's a 70% chance of Wasps coming back, which is encouraging. And he has said that they've had offers from many leagues to join their leagues, including the MLR, have apparently reached out and said, Wasps, do you fancy joining as an American franchise? I don't think it would be as a UK team, you know, commuting to America. I think it would involve them relocating to America. We know that MLR lost a couple of franchises, such as New York, etc., this season. So I feels like that one's unlikely. I think it was a bit of a throwaway comment from Kenny, but it's just interesting to see how desired Wasps' return is, and apparently a lot of people are missing them. Okay, on to some money talk. So, English rugby salary cap report has come out for last season, and what this means is that the salaries, the average salaries for each position is now available, and this always develops a bit of chat. So, the average salaries are this. So fly half is the most highly paid position in England with an average salary of £217,761, which is a tidy sum. I can imagine that Finn Russell drags that average up quite a fair bit, as does Andre Pollard, I can imagine. That's followed by centre on £178,000. Locks third, amazingly, on £174,000. Fullbacks on 169, back rows on 159, then a drop down of over 13 grand to props on 143, hookers on 128, wingers only on 127, which suggests, you know, hookers are a bit ten a penny. There's obviously a lot of them. And I can't think of that many star wingers in England anymore. Of course, there are some. I'm sure people will tweet me to tell me, yes, there are some, but there's a lot of, you know, you only know them if they play for your club type of thing. And then scrum half, amazingly, is the least paid position in England with an average salary of £121,000, which is still a lot. It's still a lot. And apparently all these wages are mostly going up as well. We know there's been a cost of living crisis, but rugby in England apparently not learning its lesson and still wages being inflated in England, despite the troubles that they've had anyway. So that's one to watch. Some other spending budgetary news is that the French budgets for the top 14 have been revealed. I was tagged in this by Rian Lowe. You might have heard of him. And you can go on there. There's a Reddit post that explains the French report in English. So the French report is in French, as you would expect. But there's a Reddit post that talks it through in English. It's really, really good. You should definitely read it. Search at Hugh Griffin Rugby on my Twitter. You'll find it there. I've reposted it. So the interesting things for me are, number one, one team in France, we don't know who, we've tried to find out, but we don't know who. One team in France last season lost €11 million. Lost €11 million. Now, we assume that that would have come from some kind of infrastructure investments, stadium doing up, new training ground or whatever it is. That's probably what has driven that. That's just a guess, but that's speculation, but that seems the most likely for losing that amount of money. Only five out of the 14 top 14 teams were profitable, with the most profit being made by a club, again, we don't know who it was, being €1.4 million. Again, not much when you consider that there are other teams losing €6, €7, €8, €9, €11 million. In terms of the income, so a lot of people talk about, and we've spoken about it here on the Pirate Rugby, the amount of money made from TV deal in France, with it being the most valuable TV deal of any league in the world. But only 18% of the income on average for French rugby teams comes from the TV deal. Only 14% comes from ticket sales. So it's obviously one of the best attended leagues in the world. But only 14% of income comes from that. 47% of the income for French teams come from sponsorship, which is someone somewhere putting their hand in their pocket and just giving them money. So that kind of still tells the story of, is rugby sustainable? Well, in the most expensive league in the world, it seems not, and we've got to be honest. So more on that in the future. It was a really interesting article. Like I said, you should definitely read it. So that just leaves for me to talk about the big three games for this weekend, three games that you can't afford to miss. First one I'm going for is Reds versus Blues in Super Rugby. That's being played on Saturday morning at 10:35 a.m. You can find all the details in Ender's Rugby TV guide to come. Reds, very good at home. Blues, one of the top flyers in the league, have barely conceded any tries. 13 tries in 8 games, which is amazing in Super Rugby particularly. So definitely keep an eye out for that one if you need your morning rugby fix. And next game that I'm going for is Ireland versus Scotland in the Women's Six Nations. That's being kicked off at 2:30. This is all UK time, I should say. Can't call the winner between Ireland and Scotland. It's going to be a fascinating game. Two much improved teams. And there's a third place on the line. And whoever gets that third place gets a chance to go into WXV1, the premier women's competition played in the autumn. So definitely a game to tune in for, a lot on the line. And then finally, URC game of the week for me. Now, there's lots of contenders. I nearly went for Lions versus Munster, but I've ended up going for another South African-Irish clash in Stormers versus Leinster. So we know that Leinster have sent not their first team to South Africa, but I think there's just a lot of intrigue in it. You know, Leinster are still Leinster no matter what, and they're playing against a Stormers team that have lost two consecutive home games. Imagine Stormers lose three games on the bounce in Cape Town. Not where they want to be. Of course, if Leinster lose this game, the chances are that they also lose top spot in the league to Glasgow. That's assuming Glasgow win their game, but we think they probably will. So for me, there's a lot of intrigue on this, and I can't wait to watch it myself. That's at 6 o'clock UK time on Saturday. Anyway, that's enough from me. I'm now going to hand you over to my friend and colleague Ender for the transfers in rugby today and also the rugby TV guide. Just want to remind you to give us a follow on Twitter. Check out our Substack. So our Substack has a newsletter that goes with the Friday Breakfast Show, and it's got the big three. It's got Ender's Rugby TV guide. It's got audio links to this podcast. It's definitely well worth the read. It's one of the best things that we put out, in my opinion. Don't forget to check out our TikTok and Twitter as well. Give us a follow there. You can send us any questions you like, and we will read them out and we will answer them on the show. Okay, enjoy your weekends of rugby. Cheers, everybody. Hi everyone, Hugh again. I just remembered a little story about the Llandovery versus Bridgend match that I meant to tell you but forgot, so here it is. So Bridgend had on the bench fly half Luke Bryce, who some of you may remember. He used to play for the Ospreys. He's also played in the Pro De Deux for a brief spell. So he's a farmer by trade, and it's a semi-pro league, so he's a farmer in his full-time and plays for Bridgend on the weekends. So he was late to the game, so the Bridgend kicked off the game with him not being on the bench. He was due to be their fly half cover on the bench, and he was late to the game because his tractor got stuck in the lane on the way to the game, and that delayed him getting to the game. So that just I just thought that was a bit of a funny story. Now, this was a big day for Luke Price because it was his first day back from injury. Why was he injured? He was missing several games through injury because earlier in the season he'd been kicked by a cow. So I just thought that was a slightly amusing story that I wanted to just chuck in there and amuse you all ahead of your weekend. So cheers, and now on to Ender.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Right, folks. Not too many rugby transfers to go through this past week. So Alec Hepburn is off to the Scarlets, while Regan Grace will be joining Bath. And Magnus Bradbury will be heading back to Edinburgh when he completes his time at Bristol Bears at the end of this season. Now let's move on to the rugby broadcast and kickoff guide for the weekend. We have over 53 hours of rugby coming up. So we've got 40 games available. 24 of those are available free to air. So obviously that's quite a big figure. So we're not going to run through all of them, but I'll just maybe run through some of the highlights. But I'll also just touch on the variety of games that are available. So we've got URC action, Premiership, Top 14, Super Rugby Pacific. We've got the final of the Super Rugby Women's competition. We've got round 5 of the Women's Six Nations. We've got Japan Rugby League One. We've got MLR. We've got the Scottish Super Series Sprint. We also have both the Women's and the Men's Division 1A finals of the AIL coming up. We have the final of the Allianz Cup coming up. And we also have the beginning of the Pacific Four Series. That's the women's rugby tournament that's going to be available too. So I might just run through some of the highlights. So kicking off on Friday, which is today, this evening, we've got Ulster v Benetton in the URC, kicking off at 7:35 live on BBC Two Northern Ireland and on Premier Sports One. It's also free to air in Ireland at RTE Two, and it's also available on Premier Sports One. And of course, Like all URC games, it's available on URC TV in the Republic of Ireland. We got the Scarlets playing the Sharks at the same time, live on BBC Two Wales and on Premier Sports Online. If you're in Ireland, the only way to catch this game is on URC TV. Then tonight, if the Premiership is your preference, we've got Bath playing Saracens at 7:45 live on TNT Sports 1 and on Discovery Plus, and of course on Now if you're in Ireland. Moving to Saturday, we've got a load of games on in the morning. We've got a couple of MLR games, Japan Rugby League 1 games and Super Rugby Pacific games. But we'll maybe kick off the day's action with the Women's Six Nations, where we have Wales taking on Italy at 12:15. That is live on BBC One Wales, and it's also live on Virgin Media 3. Moving to URC action, we've got Zebre playing Glasgow at 1 o'clock on Premier Sports 1 and on Premier Sports 2 if you're in Ireland. At 2 o'clock, we've got the Bulls playing the Ospreys on S4C if you're in the UK, and also on Premier Sports Online, only available on URC TV in Ireland. Then, as I mentioned yesterday, if you follow me on social media, TV5 Monde, which is a French broadcaster, has confirmed that it is showing up to 10 games this season in the top 14. And that action actually kicks off on Saturday at 2 o'clock as Toulouse host Racing 92. So it is going to be streamed for free now with commentary in French. But again, it is going to be for free on the TV5 Monde app, which you will find on smart TVs, and you can also just stream it directly from their website and cast it to your TV if you like. It's also going to be available on Premier Sports Online. If you're in Ireland actually this weekend, the only way to catch this game live is on TV5 Monde, so I definitely recommend checking that out. At 2:30, we have the Irish women playing the Scottish women in the Six Nations, live on BBC Two Northern Ireland and on RTÉ2 if you're in the Republic of Ireland. And then moving to Saturday afternoon, we've got Cardiff v Edinburgh at 3:05 in the URC on Premier Sports 1 on URC TV if you're in Ireland. We've got Harlequins playing Northampton in the Prem. That's at the same time on TNT Sports 1. Then we've got the Lions after their huge win against Leinster last weekend. They're hosting Munster after their big win against the Bulls away in Pretoria. So that game is taking place in Johannesburg between Lions and Munster at 4 o'clock. And it's live on Premier Sports 2 if you're in the UK. And if you're in Ireland, it's on Premier Sports 2 as well. But it's also available free to air on TG Cahir. Moving to the French women and the English women. They're playing at 4:45 on Saturday evening on BBC 1 and Virgin Media 2. That should be a cracking game. Huge amount of tickets already sold for that one. Stormers playing Leinster at 6:05 in the URC, live in Premier Sports 2 and on TG Cahir. We've got the Dragons playing Connacht at 8 o'clock, quite a late kickoff in the URC. That is live on free-to-air on S4C and on Premier Sports 1 in the UK, and on Premier Sports 2 if you're in Ireland, and also on RTÉ2. Moving to Sunday, got a couple of MLR games very early Sunday morning. And we also have the final of the women's Super Rugby competition between the Waratahs and the Drua. That's kicking off at 5 a.m. on Sky Sports Action. Then TG Cahir have two huge games coming up this weekend. So it's actually a first for Irish rugby in terms of the AIL finals of both the men's and the women's being shown on the same day at the Aviva Stadium. So UL Bohemian play Railway Union at 1:45. That is available on TG Cahir, and if you're anywhere across the world, you can actually catch that game on TG Cahir online. And then the men's final between Cork Con and Terenure kicks off at 4 o'clock, again available on TG Cahir and on TG Cahir online if you're anywhere across the world. A couple of other games on Sunday, won't run through them all. A cracking game to finish up Sunday though is between La Rochelle and Toulon at 8:05. It is live on Premier Sports Online in the UK and on Viaplay. If you're in the Republic of Ireland, you can catch it on Premier Sports 2. It is the only game that is being shown live, apart from the TV5 Monde game between between Racing 92 and Toulouse. And that is available in the Republic of Ireland. So if you're in the Republic of Ireland, you want to catch a game live in the top 14 this weekend, only two games available, and the second one is on Sunday between La Rochelle and Toulon, live on Premier Sports 2 and streaming on Now. So that's it, folks. If you want the full guide, it'll be released on our socials shortly after the pod goes live. And you can also check out Rugby Broadcast's Twitter page. Enjoy the weekend, folks. Sports Social Podcast Network.